I was right. I was fucking right. It's the professionalism of that shit that I respect. That's what it is. I knew it. I knew from the jump. I literally have said it before. It's an episode I did fucking a year ago, talking about like a year or 2 years ago, talking about High Guardian Spice. Fuck everybody who didn't listen to me. I warned you. I fucking warned you. Crunchyroll is a cancer to everything that is anime. I swear that's what it is. And believe me, no one took me seriously. Some of you listened, some of you sat back and you waited just like I did, and now you see. High Guardian Spice came out and everyone was like, what the fuck is this shit? Because much like with every other thing that's coming on to the anime craze, you got a bunch of dumbasses who basically are starting to do shit and they don't understand what they're talking about. Netflix tried this with their little weird, whack-ass American-made shit that they did, the stuff that they did with Jaden Smith, the ridiculousness that Castlevania turned into. It's just this mindset to where it's like, I think I know about anime, but I don't. Well, Castlevania is not really fair. I'm just kind of putting that out there because the last season was really shitty, but it fits within that realm because of why the last season was really shitty. But to have this ridiculous, stupid-ass thing, because let's not forget, High Guardian Spice was the first anime that Crunchyroll decided to make, that they were back in, and they put their all into and all that. High Guardian Spice was the number one thing. That was the first thing that they decided to come up with. And what did they do? They included an all-female whatever with like a barely 10% male something else. And it was like, that's the only thing that they kept fucking promoting about the thing. But basically, all the main players behind everything were all female. They wanted all female art. The only thing that they could talk about this fucking thing was the fact that they just got a bunch of women running it. And it was filled to the brim with a bunch of people who have systematically have either ruined other media properties and then shifted over to working under Crunchyroll because these assholes look under what their Twitter bio says rather than what their performances have actually showcased. I don't give a fuck if you wrote for a Captain Marvel comic book. Was it a Captain Marvel comic book that sold, or was it just a Captain Marvel comic book? Because Captain Marvel comic books ain't enough to wipe your ass with. So who the fuck cares? I don't care if your Twitter, if you have like so many followers on Twitter because of the crazy shit you say. It doesn't fucking prove your work. Does the shit that you actually write and produce make money? That's what people should care about. But that's not what happened, because Crunchyroll is fucking stupid. So, gotta remember, same company I was getting tossed around like a goddamn $2 whore not too long ago. Then it got bought up by Funimation. They allowed themselves to get bought by Funimation, who already has a stranglehold on the anime community. And then by joining forces with Funimation, they now are a part, they're literally a part of one of the worst companies to ever involve themselves with anime, that have systematically have been ruining and fucking up a lot of anime properties because of the cheap and ridiculous practices that they hold. And it's sick. It's really sick. I was so against when Crunchyroll was being bought by Funimation, and it's like, now there's nothing you could do. Hell, even Adult Swim got their foot in the water when it comes to Crunchyroll. And the thing is that they produced an anime that nobody gives a fuck about. If you watched Adult Swim, and like sometimes I watch Adult Swim when I'm like staying in like a hotel or something like that because of work, and I'd be like out of town. And when I look at Adult Swim, the only anime that they generally promote is the one that they made alongside Crunchyroll. The anime that they made is an anime that's about a female character who's a pirate. And that's all that I can tell you about it. I don't really give a fuck about anything else about it because I don't care. One, doing anything anime related that's involving yourselves with pirates, you're kind of taking a gamble there because One Piece just, you know. So it's generally like trying to make something with a ninja during the time that Naruto was big. Are you fucking retarded? No, don't do that. That's stupid. Anime and the Japanese anime and anime fans and like the Japanese media themselves, they are not people who essentially stick to, who like stick from themes. And like, because this is popular, this should be popular. That's not how anime works. There's a lot of fucking copycats of stuff where it comes in genres, sure, but themes totally different story and everything. Like shonen will always be the top dog when it comes to anime coming out anywhere and everywhere, but that doesn't mean that the shonen thing itself will ever get tired or played out. No, the theme in a shonen will get tired and played out. I don't want to see another fucking Naruto thing. I don't want to see another fucking ninja anime if literally the biggest one that's out right now is Naruto. Anything that you do, I'm gonna just consider a copy, because almost every type of thing that you could see with the Naruto that's related to ninjas is gonna have to be applied to something else that you're gonna do with ninjas. And that's just fucking stupid. So generally you stay away from shit like that. And them making a princess, a pirate princess type of story that just ultimately has, is only publicity I see for it is only on Adult Swim. Not only that, but as far as the anime community is concerned, just other and better shit that comes out in Japan anyway. So why the fuck would you want to waste your time with something that's like abysmal? And then again, it's made by Crunchyroll, who are people who already are on the back end of just doing a bunch of dumb fucking shit. Look up like different top anime of the year for Crunchyroll, or what was like voted the number one anime period and stuff like that, and you'll see their voting list and whatnot, and it's just completely skewed and fucked up, because I believe they had Yuri on Ice as like the number one anime for whatever year that it came out, and I assure you Yuri on Ice was not the best or the most popular anime that came out during the year that it came out. But most people who look at Crunchyroll, or basically who vote for that shit, are those prepubescent girls that really like anime. And I don't know if you know this, but gay anime is really popular to girls. You think BL is such a huge fucking thing. I don't know what it is, but it's like, if you're into anime and you are a girl, you like the gay shit, that's cool. Whatever. Whatever. Shit, I still like lesbians. Ain't some grown-ass man. I still like lesbians. The fuck? I get it. I understand. Shit. But I digress. But going back to what's happening with the goddamn High Guardian Spice, this shit is getting destroyed. Well, not destroyed. Destroyed is a very harsh tone. But no one's gonna fucking watch this thing because it's not an anime. It's an American anime. The whole reason that it exists, the entire concept that it has, all that it represents, is literally that which disdains from men. So you basically get a bunch of motherfucking artists who sit there and draw like American cartoons, produce something that you call an anime. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. It won't be the last time this ever happened. But the thing is that American made is such a touchy fucking thing to do. And yes, they're called American made. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Avatar The Last Airbender is an American made. Teen Titans is an American made. Fucking Shaolin Showdown. Sure, why not? American made. Anything that has a theme. What was that fucking anime that Jaden Smith did? The show that Jaden Smith did, the cartoon that was just really, really stupid. That's an American made. These are things that are done with the concept of essentially, we want to be similar to an anime, but we're done, designed, and created with an American or with an American audience and things like that. You are not an anime. These things are just like, it's like if everything that you got a part of this is American, and then you're producing it and saying that it's an anime, it's not an anime. You need a Japanese studio behind this. You need artistic works that essentially define anime, not things that define a cartoon, applied to it. This is what separates this. Hell, if you want to test the waters even further, make a manga first and then produce that shit. See if that pulls enough weight, and then turn that into an anime. If you really about it, nobody's really about it like that. But yeah, try that shit first. Nobody will ever do that. But all of those factors are things that make up an anime. These things separated from typical regular cartoons. But the thing is that High Guardian Spice had no other choice but to be a goddamn cartoon. It's something that should have been put out on fucking Disney, if among anything. And it's weird as hell that, you know, it's weird as hell that they would think that this would be something that flies within a media that has a majority of male audience. Are you fucking stupid? I don't care how many girls jump up and down and scream that they love anime. This is the equivalent to video games. The majority of people who play video games are male. The majority of people who watch anime are male. That's just how it is. That's the reason why shonen is the far more popular genre in anime over anything and everything else. Boys like this shit. Have you ever seen girl anime or anime that's catered toward females? Not even anime that stars females are catered towards females. So get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. It's retarded to have thought that you was going to take something that's essentially a sugared up, whack-ass, multicultural Sailor Moon filled to the brim with Steven Universe overlays and everything that is Steven Universe just injected into the very core of the show and dare call it an anime. Are you fucking retarded? And you expect people to watch this, let alone like it? You goddamn idiots. The writing was on the wall when immediately when you decided to announce the thing, it got basically bombasted to hell, and then you actually halted releasing it. This was something that Crunchyroll was like, it's gonna be the big one. It's gonna be amazing. The lolly. And what happened? People was like, what the fuck is this? And then Crunchyroll was like, we fucked up. They put a huge kibosh on the whole thing, just scrapped the release date, scrapped everything. And then they waited. They patiently waited until they did another thing that was incredibly fucked up and really equally stupid. And honestly, is another little testament to how they're helping ruining anime. And I'm gonna get to that later. But then they waited until the waters died down. Literally the same thing that most studios and all of these fucking like Marvel and DC are doing equally with like their comic books that are basically they're announcing and they're getting like terrible reviews because people are like, we don't want to read this shit. So then they just hold back on actually releasing it. They're going to release it at some point in time, but they need to prepare to cancel it first. So they spent the money. They paid the people. So they're going to release the comic. But it ain't going to make any money, and they just got to prepare themselves for that. So Crunchyroll did the exact same thing, and that's why they released three different individual animes that were based off of webcomics. I'm going to get in, again, why that's a bad thing, why that was a bad thing. But by generally doing what they did with the High Guardian Spice, that should have let everyone know Crunchyroll doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. These people went out of their way instead of either talking to and contacting and getting used to what anime is, or like considering that they figure out that if they figure that they know what the fuck anime is, they should have actually spoken to people, not motherfuckers who think that they're in the know-how of how anime works. No, people who generally look at every anime and all anime are not the type of people that you basically want, that have the finger on the pulse on exactly what's popular, what's not popular, and things like that. Because for the life of me, you can talk to anyone and everyone who looks at anime that's just a regular Joe, and they wouldn't know what the, Precure? Those animes, they wouldn't know how important that shit is. They wouldn't get the fact that every year there's an abundance of idol anime that come out. They don't understand that thing. Like, they do not get that. And people who look at all anime won't be able to tell you the difference because that is their world. It's just anime rather than fads or just, pop culture itself or things that are new and interesting and things that aren't. Because right now in the shonen genre, it's anything and everything that's edgy. I've spoken about this before. Any anime and every anime that just wants to incorporate murder, death, and killing, basically the younger audience is far more mature now, so they're accepting the shit. So now we have Jujutsu Kaisen as well as Chainsaw Man. These things are blowing up like crazy, but literally they're in the younger adult genre, but the shit's are bloody, and you have to accept that. So you would generally need someone who understands that prospect, someone who can look into and see and tell you exactly what are the actual mangas and stuff that people are reading or they're generally looking up and trying to read and get interested in, that you should devote yourself into actually trying to produce this as an anime and then release it as your own individual thing, which would have definitely been the fucking smarter option out of anything. You take a manga that's incredibly popular but just hasn't been licensed as an anime yet, release it as an anime under your name, you just back the studio in order to fucking make the damn thing under your name, and then you release that and it actually does well. You'd been golden. But instead, you decide to hire a bunch of women who don't know what the fuck they're talking about to create something that they don't know if it's going to be good or not. And they're just backing on the fact that, you know, that diversity bullshit is definitely going to work when you incorporate that into the world of anime. Fucking idiot. So, I am nothing but ecstatic that this has finally happened, because people get, you know, you get to see it for its true colors. Like, they're already on the side. I mean, they're fucked. Like, well, nothing bad's going to happen to the company or anything like that, but they know, as far as their credibility goes, it's fucked. But they've already been absorbed into Funimation, so they don't care. They don't need to care. They're literally Marvel running under Disney. They don't care. They have enough money and enough influence to back them. They should just have stayed an anime streaming service and then left everything else to the big boys. But instead, they're fucking idiots, and they decide to spend money that they shouldn't have on something that was incredibly stupid. Now, this leads into what I was talking about earlier of essentially what you would think. Well, Crunchyroll decided to do the Three Little Mawas that they turned into an anime, which was a genius idea, taking Noblesse, Tower of God, and God of High School, actually animating that. They were the biggest, they're some of the biggest fucking webcomics that has ever existed, and they've never got an anime. It's not like Japan will ever have to animate something that's Korean. They never will. They barely do. It's like, what, two or three things that's actually been an actual anime that actually are Korean mangas in Japan, and those things barely make it past like 13 episodes. It's one thing that's a movie, but it's a pretty good movie. But that's as far as that goes. There's an abundance of Japanese shit that comes out for the Japanese to worry about. Why the hell would they cater to the Korean stuff? Hell, one of the best mangas I've ever read is a Korean manga, and it's called Breaker the New Wave. Well, The Breaker, and then The Breaker the New Wave. It's like Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, but it's still really fucking good. And realistically, Japanese don't never understand that. They ain't gonna cater to that. They won't get that. So realistically, when Crunchyroll announced that they were doing Noblesse, Tower of God, and God of High School, I naturally, like everyone else, well, anyone who is who knows that world, who basically reads that shit, understands that's a good thing. That's a really fucking good thing. Anime and manga aficionados, they don't get that. Most of those people don't read webcomics. Hell, there are some purists out there that believe that reading webcomics or anything that's from like China or Korea as a manga is actually bad, but you should only read manga and anime. And I'll be the first to tell you, there's a lot of fucking manga and anime out there. Sure, that's worth being read, but there's a lot of fucking manga and anime out there that is just stupid as shit. There's actually more dumb fucking anime and manga out there that just try to copy other story elements, they take from other anime, or they're just the same thing all over again in a worse way than something else that was probably more popular or came out before it. And there's no point in reading that just because you want to be a purist. That's fucking stupid. But if you have a different culture and a country's perspective, you might get some new shit. Now, I tell you to jump into the lake of the Chinese manga with the glass half full. Not the glass half full, with the glass 1/12 full, because Chinese mangas suck. They're fucking terrible. There's for every 10 you read, you need to read another 10 before you get a good one. That's how bad their manga are. Mahua, or if you look up, you can go like YouTube and look at the 3D stuff that they make of their things, because they don't make cartoons. They actually make 3D animations more than they do regular 2D stuff. And then like, this is also why, like, when it's like, if you hear anyone say that, like, you know, Chinese animation is doing well, it's like, no, they're not. They might be able to draw a fight scene, sure, but their shit is still stupid. Their storylines are terrible. The characters are whatever. Just all of it is bad except for a fight scene. And because of that, it doesn't seek, or will it ever reach the acclaim of anything good or meaningful. So never worry about the Chinese animation ever overtaking anything. Yeah, it's pretty, but it's fucking stupid. So again, I digress. Going back to what I said before about the webcomics. Oh, gotta pause. Okay, so the webcomics that came out. If you don't know, the webcomics that was turned anime. If you didn't know, Crunchyroll made, basically they tried to get ahead of the High Guardian Spice bullshit by not having that become the first anime that they created or released, but instead they changed it into Tower of God. Now, Tower of God, God High School, and Noblesse were literally the big three of the webcomic era. So those were the stories and the comics that essentially had far more acclaim and like popularity than a lot of manga. So those things were fucking huge. They were big as hell. Right now, the one that's topping the charts is Solo Leveling, but that's for another day. that thing's for another day. And realistically, the fact that no one has tried to turn that into an anime yet, idiots. But those three were essentially just, they were huge. They were big fucking deals. So the problem with what they did was that essentially in Crunchyroll fashion, and this is why I blame them for like basically ruining anime, because honestly, the institution of combining webcomics as well as different manhwa into becoming anime as well, honestly, was ruined because of Crunchyroll. Because realistically, no one's going to try and take that shot again, because what Crunchyroll did was just what the other studios would consider just a, oh yeah, this doesn't work. And that was it. Because, you know, anime studios fuck up all the time. But essentially, the only one of the three that was adapted properly was Tower of God. And realistically, Tower of God is actually, it's perfectly positioned, or like the story itself is so well done that it honestly knows exactly where it needed to end. So how the anime did it, like it follows exactly where the first season ends in the actual webcomic. So when they adapted it into an anime, it ended exactly where the first season is supposed to end within the webcomic. So it was perfect. But realistically, after that, they screwed up horribly. So then you had God of High School as well as Noblesse, which generally, as both anime were showed up, because second was God of High School, then it was Noblesse, they all essentially just flew off of the fucking path. Tower of God is like a perfect adaptation. It looks fantastic. It has its own distinct style, and the animation was good, and the story is interesting as hell to make anyone get into it. I know this because I read the webcomic as well. God of High School, I read the webcomic of that as well. I've done an extensive line talking about God of High School as well. But essentially, the anime itself got ruined because even though it had its action scenes and whatnot, it decided to deviate away from what the story actually had. The mystery, as well as the questions that you ask that get answered later on within the series, were like immediately brought forth in front of everybody as soon as like, the anime originally dropped, which was just terrible idea. So they started going against what the actual story was in order to suit some type of dumbass need. It's essentially making an anime that instead could be for anyone. It was an anime that was intended only for like the people who just knew a lot about it. So that was just really stupid. And especially considering that God of High School story itself is really fucking stupid. So you kind of need a lot of those elements in order to persist, to have you invested into the story. In order for it to transition correctly. But if you don't have that, then you just really screw up a lot. Keeping things ambiguous makes for the story's little twists and turns to actually mean something. But if you put out right there on the get-go who's supposed to be the bad guy, who's supposed to be the good guy, what this good guy actually is, what this bad guy actually is, then who the fuck cares about anything else afterwards? Then it's like, oh, we just got fight scenes. And it's like, again, that's not enough to get people interested in your anime. Much like how having a bunch of girls run around is not something to get a bunch of people interested in your anime, or having a bunch of SJW or fucking Mary Sue characters is enough to get anyone interested in a movie, a comic book, or a video game. These things matter, you know? No, it's like, if Tower of God was something that you stuck like straight to the, you kept that close to the chest, why did you not follow suit with the rest of them? So then you had Noblesse, which was just the worst. It looked like just bleh. It was boring. The anime was stupid. It didn't have the same soul, the same feeling, or even the same style that the fucking original webcomic had. I mean, you know, like the characters look like the characters, but a lot of it was just like, no, this thing is over the top, crazy ass drawings and whatnot. And it was like, what this anime has given us is just complete and utter bullshit. They removed a couple of the characters. They even had fucking filler moments within the damn thing. You're basing this off of a webcomic that's completed. How the fuck do you have filler? What the hell is wrong with you? They took away the entire aesthetic of the place that they're supposed to be in, because a Japanese studio, especially something like JC Staff, God, they do dumb shit a lot. But you take something like JC Staff, who decided to even change up where the fuck they were located in. This is a webcomic done by Korea. Why would it be such a hard thing for you guys to just draw another Korea? There's not major landmarks or major placements that this thing is associated with, nor is this anime really being partaked or being showcased strictly in Japan. It's being done on a goddamn streaming site. So, again, how hard-pressed would it have been for you to just acknowledge the fact that this is taking place within Korea? You do plenty of anime and plenty of manga that take place within different areas around the world, and everyone speaks Japanese. We're cool with that. We're used to it. When the shit gets dubbed, it's all going to be in English. That's not a problem, you fucking idiots. So, because of this issue, and even a bigger disgrace is the fact that they had a bunch of songs that were done by like K-pop groups in both Japanese and Korean, and they still like simultaneously released them. But then it was like, even when you did the anime itself, you showed it no type of respect whatsoever, because Noblesse was done in Japan. Their streets and where the kids was like going to school and how they were walking was in fucking Japan, and it was so fucking stupid. And so then you take that. Jesus Christ. You take that, then you remove a couple of the characters that actually are in the story. You essentially jump the story ahead, and then you even skip the original introduction to the anime because you start off at the hinges of the original OVA, which you don't even fucking follow because the original OVA does the whole Korean thing. So what the hell were you thinking by turning that into a goddamn anime the way that you did? You disgusting idiots. You take away even certain character motivations or even how character acts. The lord of the nobles did not act that way any way, shape, or form. Now, it's ridiculous because Noblesse essentially was the most popular out of all of the webcomics. And the reason that that was is because at that time, a majority of people who were interested in the webcomics were basically Koreans. And the thing is that Noblesse had all the action that would appease men, and it had all of the pretty boys that would appease females. That's why there are no love interests in Noblesse. There are no clarity moments or arcs that involve changing of personalities and whatnot. It's just hardcore action with these guys really removing their shirts a lot. I'm not kidding. That's the appeal of Noblesse. They literally did the exact same fucking thing over and over and over again. They always fought enemies who were cloaked, and then they would remove the cloaks, and then it would just be some badass designed character underneath that they would have to fight, they would defeat, and they would kill. And then they would move on to the next person that would do the exact same fucking thing all over again. Cut, print, cast the fucking check. It's not that big of a deal. It's okay. And that's a formula. That's a formula that it persisted with, and it, honestly, it drove it up to being one of the most popular webcomics ever. And realistically, by removing the very heart and soul of the entire fucking thing, you ultimately just screwed every fucking thing. It was weird that they did that way, considering the fact that there are plenty of anime out there that essentially take place within like Chinese history and stuff, and where they just have the Japanese version of the Chinese word, because that's what kanji is, essentially. But they would, like, hell, Kingdom is one of the biggest fucking manga out there right now. And that's literally about the emperor who unified all of China. If you can do that, how could you not do a goddamn Korean-oriented anime? Like, that's where they're supposed to be. That's where the characters take place. That's where the school is. That's where all the stuff that they do is. These people go to fucking game, what are those? They like, there's like these after-school gaming shops. They're like these gamer cafes. Those are big in Japan, like huge in Japan. I mean, not in Japan. I misspoke. I apologize. Those are huge in Korea. In Japan, they basically got karaoke, McDonald's, and sometimes like ramen places. Being an idiot. But like after school thing that majority of kids do within Japan aren't really going to gamer cafes. That's a Korean thing. That's a big time fucking Korea thing. So even along lines of a story, that's something that these high school kids do all the time. And the thing is that culturally, that doesn't add up when you introduce that into like a bunch of Japanese kids doing that. Because it's like, that's not something that a bunch of Japanese kids would want to do after school. It's weird. So, like I said, culturally, just like, fuck you. It's just that they wanted to produce this anime under the name. And it's some simple shit that essentially anime themselves do all the time. When they just fuck up an adaptation from a manga because they don't give a fuck. And you just have to deal with it. But the thing is that anime has persisted through this all this time. These webcomics are new. These are Korean property shit. So by Crunchyroll doing this, all that you're proving to any Japanese studio is that the market in webcomics is not something that they need to worry about. It's not something that they need to try to buy up or get rights to or anything like that. And if for damn sure no, Crunchyroll ain't gonna try to shit again, because they obviously don't know what the fuck they're doing, because they're idiots. And so then by doing this, they have screwed up what systematically could have been a huge boom in anime that has persisted after people essentially placate away from manga or anything like that, to where they look towards manhwa to see and seek out more and better information. Like I said, you have something like Solo Leveling, which is something that's out. Like, people look at Solo Leveling more than they would look at Demon Slayer. And yeah, people might be buying up the volumes of Demon Slayer, but if you go to any of the websites where people are able to look at like webcomics or manga themselves, Solo Leveling outshines them all. But the thing is that these producers and these people in these studios and whatnot, they don't fucking get that, because they're not in the fandom. They're into the industry. They're not in the fandom. It's the same reason why Sunrise keeps making whack-ass Gundam anime. They don't get it. It's like they're just trying to sell Gunpla models. They don't get the actual story of the appeal of Gundam. They just want to sell the Gunpla models. So this shit continues to happen, or essentially Crunchyroll opened up the floodgates to just kill off any type of notion of taking in or bringing in many of the wonderful Korean mangas that they have out there that could have been turned into an anime. I would have loved to seen something like The Breaker or The Breaker New Wave or Veritas get turned into an anime. Those are actually interesting stories that deal with pretty creative different themes of martial arts and fighting and whatnot, and they have some awesome characters. But be damned if I see this shit get turned into an anime now. And literally, that's all Crunchyroll's fault, because I assure you is that the word travels fast. And realistically, once those three things got released, and then the idea that they were actually originally webcomics was told, and then everyone saw them not stack up well against anime, that was it. That was the end of it. Awkwardly enough, Tower of God was the weakest out of the three that was turned into an anime. And realistically, it was also the one that was perceived to be the worst in connection to both God of High School and Noblesse. And awkwardly enough, it was the better of the three. But again, one out of three does not commend a win. It just commends a, well, they tried. And that's all that happens. And it would have been great if they would have persisted and tried to do a sequel or a second season of Tower of God, because that would have been interesting as hell, because the story is still fucking good. It would have been cool if they were to have tried to look up other webcomics that deserve to get an anime or anything like that. But again, seeing as how Crunchyroll was the only people that were persistent and tried to invoke in that media and genre, and then they so royally fucked up, lets me further know that that is something that is going to be a long time coming before anyone ever tries it again. And now that they've been absorbed by Funimation, who definitely isn't going to try to deviate anything away from the anime showcase, I already know that this is going to be something that's just going to get worse and worse and worse. I guarantee you, Crunchyroll is going to persist and try to make their own individual anime a hell of a lot more than they are going to look towards shit that's actually popular, already out, and they just need to buy the rights to turn into an anime. But instead, we're going to get probably a few more things like Heart Guardian Spice. They're going to look at this as a wash. They're going to see that maybe we shouldn't be so forthcoming with this whole female bullshit, but instead try to go towards more of the action-oriented things, not realizing that they also need a really good fucking story in order for people to really be happy about it, because it doesn't matter how great the action is. You need story as well. All of these ingredients make anime good. You need good animation, good story, and well choreographed fight scenes if you're going to have those type of things in there. But if you ain't capable of doing that, go fuck yourself. And the thing is that, again, Crunchyroll essentially put a nail in the coffin when they decided to fuck up as bad as they did. Because all of these things did was essentially trickle down into just ruining anime as a whole. Because it will. I guarantee you. As much as everyone keeps screaming about the different... Well, as much as you might hear people scream about the different shit that comes out, it doesn't change the fact that anime as a whole has been incredibly stagnant, has been doing things that have been either ridiculous or safe, and then has tried to appeal more with just better animation rather than quality of story. Which is why you get so many repeats, so many ridiculous isekais that just don't even make any fucking sense, or a bunch of light novels getting turned into anime that equally don't make any fucking sense. They're whack-ass stories that hold exactly no type of merit, but there's something that you can see only be done for like a season or two. And that's as far as they're ever going to go, because it's safe, it's easy, it's not breaking the mold. But I guarantee you, if the webcomic animes were to have persisted and actually did well, that would have mean that, one, Crunchyroll did a really, really good fucking thing. They probably wouldn't have gotten bought by Funimation. Let's face it, they were going to get bought by Funimation. But they probably weren't going to get bought by Funimation. But they could have persisted and then also continued to try to go after different webcomics and manhwa stories that are actually really good and endearing, get a studio behind it to actually animate them in an amazing fucking way. And then that also would have boosted the idea of how anime would have then been presented. You could have had something go against Demon Slayer and it would have been Korean. You could have had something that would go against some of the bigger, more soft-spoken movies out there and things like that. You could have a change to formula, considering that a lot of the Korean stories actually differ from anime as a whole, and honestly are far more creative and intense. Again, I refer you back to Solo Leveling, which takes the whole concept of taking a bitch character and turning them into a badass to, for whatever reason, a whole new fucking level. I don't understand why I like Solo Leveling, but I know for a damn fact that I really like Solo Leveling. So it's an endearing concept that for damn sure should have been that should have been a starter pistol that would have pushed off a whole new craze of anime and a way, a huge different boom in just the genre as a whole. But honestly, it just was immediately struck down because of Crunchyroll's bad practice and their stupidity. And trusting someone like JC Staff to get the job done, that was a fucking mistake, as well as not really adapting from the original manga or webcomic, was also an even equally bigger mistake, because that's just a fuck you to anyone who happens to be a fan. Seriously, I'm watching No Bleach and they just keep talking about Japan shit, and I'm like, they're all Korean. What the fuck? I understand if they're speaking Japanese, but they're saying they're in Korean? No one would be unimpressed by that. They'd be like, well, that's just too confusing. You goddamn idiots. It's like, what the fuck do you think dubbed is? When they're speaking English, but they're in Japan, doesn't that make Americans confused? No, dumbasses. So this was royally a big fuck up on their part. But this, again, is just another little blow to their psyche, which I hope persists and makes them just shut up and just get absorbed in the Funimation. That way they no longer will pull dumb shit like this ever again. I'm glad, like, the little anime that they got with Adult Swim is just like, who the fuck cares? Because who the fuck cares? All of this shit that goes under Crunchyroll, they have just been ruining anime piece by piece by piece, over and over and over again. From their exclusive little anime viewings that you could only see on their site, which immediately got pirated, so who gave a fuck, to them making their own individual anime that literally got downvoted to hell from a fucking trailer, which made them hold off from even showing it because it just would have pissed people off, to them releasing three webcomic-based anime that honestly just got worse and worse as time went on, and then just blew into the wind of obscurity, thus by killing the hope of anything else ever receiving such acclaim as those three things did ever again. Crunchyroll, you magnificent bastard, you fantastic goddamn company. I am so glad that you guys have been fucking anime, because if you didn't do it regularly, I wouldn't know that it was happening. Shit. Oh man, like I said, I knew people weren't going to like goddamn High Garden Spice. Everyone did. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's Steven Universe pretending to be an anime with Sailor Moon bullshit. And I implore you, don't watch it. Do not watch it to see how bad it is. I mean, look at a clip here and there. Look at some people like bring up the anime or even overhauling of the plot or story or anything like that. But do not cater to Crunchyroll and their stupidity and assume that you're going to get anything from this. Right now, they release High Guardian Spice the way that they did so it can be pushed to the wayside and just be, essentially, they're tackling this like Netflix, you know? We already got other things that we already did originally. So because this isn't the first, this won't be the thing that we're known for from the get-go. And Netflix does this all the time. They release their own individual shit that's just really crappy, but it gets absorbed into the sea that is Netflix original shit that you don't really pay attention to anymore because in some of Netflix original shit, you have really, really, really good stuff. So that's the stuff that gets catered to. That's the stuff that gets praised. And that's the things that get pushed into your face. But for now, I, like most people, will never forget Crunchyroll's original and first attempt at trying to make an anime was High Guardian Spice. And it has proven to be a piece of shit. Much like the company Crunchyroll. Thank you and good night. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. And as always, good people, I hope you had fun.